for the wish of a collaboration and a wish also to join forces. And it is indeed the case, as Belgium mentioned, that WHO, of course, is looking at the provision of rehabilitation services and assistive products for all who need them without looking to the cost. But it is to the core of our heart the point that we cannot and we don't want to leave anyone behind. In terms of the collaboration, what it would be from a WHO perspective fundamental is to hear your advocacy for services, for rehabilitation services, and also for assistive products. One of the challenges that we see in the countries is that even if we know that the need is huge, we are facing the reality that the demand is low. And if there is no demand, there is not prioritization. So what we really need also from you joining forces for increase the demand for and the advocacy for rehabilitation and for assistive products. That is a fundamental. Again, without demand, rehabilitation and assistive products will never be a priority in countries. And that is the situation that we find today. In terms of the three printing that France addressed, I think WHO is at this point only observing how things are, how the scientific evidence, also in terms of quality, will answer the question whether it is a solution for the future and it is a sustainable solution for the future. But again, I would like to emphasize, see my presence as a sign of the willingness to collaborate and actually the political commitment that WHO has in terms of rehabilitation and assistive products. I would not like, however, to concentrate on in the last 2 minutes to put all the accent to WHO. I would like really to turn our attention to the high-level panel and the fascinating input that we have got today from all the members of the panel, addressing the different challenges that are in countries from many different perspectives. One of the fundamental issues that was mentioned is sometimes there are resources or that there are provision of resources, but they are not coordinated, and potentially there is not even the solution put there where the solution should be. So I would like to go back to the 3 points that Jane mentioned in terms of whatever we do needs to be affordable, need to be sustainable, and need to be especially appropriate for those who need those services. And sometimes we concentrate into big strategies and big movement and big meetings and political commitment, and we forget what is really needed and that sometimes the solution are closer than we think. And again, the point of coordination and working together to move the agenda forward. I think it was also inspiring to hear the experiences of Mapekai, really putting also the accent on the environment and the accessibility on the broad environment. It is not only the need close to the person, but it is also really the accessibility and facilitating the life of affected persons in the broad environment in order to be able to have fulfilling lives. I think in terms of the Libya, I think it was important to hear, in addition to the challenges that you are facing in terms of data, also in terms of services, that you put a lot of accent in still things are moving forward, and there is positive signs that things are changing and that things can continue progressing in the same direction. So it put also an accent of hope. And in terms of course, in the presentation of Lucy is what also encouraging, saying that research and accent is being done in research in order to improve services from the rehabilitation perspective, but also from the perspective of acute care, and that again, at the same time that research in a broader sense is required, it is also required a specialized and very specific research in order to be able to address in the future also the needs of victims. So what I would like, because we are already out of time, two things that I would like to do. First of all, remind you that you will only have 14 minutes for a coffee break, so that you don't forget to come back at 4:30, because you will have also a very interesting session on innovation. And the second thing that I would like to finish with, please join me on giving a huge applause to this outstanding panel that we have today. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to you. You did a great job.